producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The threat to Americans is real. That's the guidance of the CDC when it comes to the Zika virus.
The virus has spread to a number of countries in the Americas. It's also spread to U.S. territories, including Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and American Samoa.
Red alert. All hands stand to battle stations. Shields up. Load all torpedo bays. Stand by phasers. Warp factor 8.
Oh, what is reality when it comes to the Zika virus, right? All reality thrown out the window. Run! Hide! The message, is it confusing to anybody yet? Not if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, my friends. Another couple hours of broadcast healing on tap, and we have naturopath Roseanne Lindsay scheduled this hour. Exciting, because we're going to talk about the water in Flint. And more. She's had some interesting insights because she actually worked in the environmental field, including for government. And what she saw there regarding water is information you're not likely to hear anywhere else. She's got a new blog post up. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. But first of all, Super Don, have they declared states of emergency in your studio, production studio, over Zika virus? Any panic yet?
No panic here. Everything is calm and collected here. No talk of the Zika virus at all.
All is well.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they keep just pulling this thing out. I think there was a national press conference. Did the head of the Department of Health and Human Services and CDC, they pulled something out and trying to say panic, but don't panic? I mean, it is another one of those things where you've got the polar opposites in the same sentences that they deliver to the people, just to keep them in states of confusion.
Well, it's not so much. Listen, we can't really point fingers at the CDC on this problem with this game of telephone that's going on with the media right now, because it's very confusing. Depending on which news outlet you happen to be watching at the time, you're either packing up all your stuff and hiding in a bunker, or you're just kicking back on the couch and not worrying about it.
Hold on. I'm dealing with my son here. He's at that age again where he thinks it's fun and cute to try and hurt daddy. Like, he'll grab, here, let me grab your arm and find the pressure point on your muscle. No. See, he's been doing this all day. And said, son, you're not going to like what's going to happen if you do that again. He did it again. And now he's showing me the injury that he claims I caused him.
You child abuser.
Yeah, that's right. My 16-year-old son, he's trying it again. I'm on the air. Kid. Good Lord.
Wait a minute. He's 16?
Yeah, he's 16.
He needs to just rub some dirt on it and quit whining then.
Oh, he is not whining. He's laughing.
Oh.
He's happy.
I see.
He goaded me into it. He's like, you know, this is what they call karmic moves. You know, I'm like, kid, you know, I'm trying to teach you something here. And I said, anyway, I don't want to go into that. Dad,
you
know what I'm talking about.
Did you hit him with a bat or what?
No, but, you know, listen, remember, I got my heavy bag and my speed bag, and it's working beautifully.
Oh.
So I'm back in the saddle.
You did like the karate kid crane kick on him or something? Or
no kicking. No. Just listen. Just somebody's going to say, oh, he's a child abuser now. No, I was taking the abuse all day. I'm restraining myself. I'm saying, kid, it's not going to happen anymore.
Don't mess with dad. That's one of the things I miss about having kids.
Yeah.
You know, is when the boys, but the boys especially, when they get older, you know, they think, oh, you old man. Oh, you know, I'm just going to push you around. I'm going to, you know, and then you got to teach them a lesson and show them who's boss, right?
That's right. That's right. So anyway, I mean, listen, I'm not one to promote violence. But again, the roughhousing with kids and boys in particular, it's fun. It's what we all did as boys and some girls, too. My daughter's pretty tough. She is. She's very strong. She can do the rope climb. She's, I think, one of the few people at her school that can do it.
Nice.
At 10 and a half. So she's good. And she's playing piano beautifully. She's teaching herself by ear how to play Free Fallin' by Tom Petty.
Wow, that's cool.
I know. She's like, Dad, listen to this. Free Fallin'. I'm like, who taught you that? I heard it. So she's got a knack for it. Anyway, that's fun.
Awesome.
So there it is, fun with family. I didn't intend to go that way as we're talking about the Zika virus. That certainly threw me off a little bit. Okay, let's to your point, Super Don, right? So the CDC, it's still it's a bit of a mixed message, and I'll show you how this is the case because we've got a clip from ABC and we've got a clip from PBS, and they drew the information from the same government press conference. You tell me if we're on the planet Zika with ABC's reporting.
The threat to Americans is real. That's the guidance of the CDC when it comes to the Zika virus.
The virus has spread to a number of countries in the Americas. It's also spread to U.S. territories, including Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and American Samoa.
Now, they're not yelling and screaming, going run for the hills, but that report sounds kind of alarming. It's spreading. It's here.
And here's the thing. ABC News, when you combine that audio with the headline that they put with that audio, the headline itself makes you scared. If you look at it, it says Zika virus outbreak prompts CDC to activate highest emergency ops level. So I'm thinking, what is this, DEFCON 1? Or you know, is this the CDC highest emergency ops level? They make it sound like it's an emergency, like it's an urgent thing that we all need to be scared of.
Would you like to play a game?
Yeah.
You remember that? Yeah.
Listen, did you know that the CDC had something called highest emergency ops level?
It's super secret probation as far as I'm concerned, and they're on it.
It sounds very scary. It sounds very Terminator or something, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, let's compare that audio clip to how PBS... Which is, you know, if you want to fall asleep in the middle of the day, turn on any PBS station, and you'll go right to, okay, you know what I'm talking about. But PBS reporting on the Zika virus may be a little bit more responsible here. Let's find out. And again, from the same bit of information that ABC News was putting the panic button on.
And in the day's other news, President Obama says he will ask Congress for more than $1.8 billion to fight the Zika virus. It's to be part of the budget he rolls out tomorrow. But top health officials today played down the chances of a major Zika outbreak inside the United States. At a White House briefing, Dr. Ann Schuchat of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention counseled calm.
Okay, so that's the first half of it, and that'll get into a budgetary issue we're going to talk about
and
later.
Not only that, but you see how they start this off? It's not highest emergency level ops, DEFCON 1.
Mm-hmm.
She starts the whole thing off with, and in today's other news.
Right.
It's not even like...
Guideline. Tell you what, man, schizophrenia in the mainstream media, and again, it's designed to confuse purposefully. They don't want you to put your finger on anything that you could actually touch, because that might give you some semblance of an ability to respond accordingly and appropriately. They want you in a state of heightened fear, awareness, and that's part of the PBS game of saying don't be afraid, because they know every other outlet is going to say be afraid. So then you point back. So Schuchat. So let's hear from her now in this report.
We do expect to see infection in people who have traveled and are returning home, but we aren't expecting large-scale amounts of serious Zika infections. The recommendations for pregnant women were so that we could reduce the chances that pregnant women would unknowingly step into harm's way.
By the way, you unknowingly step into harm's way when you get vaccinated during pregnancy. you unknowingly step into harm's way when you're sprayed with Zika pesticides, right? Mosquito pesticides. You unknowingly step into harm's way when you eat GMO foods. Can we go on here? The real harm, again, toxic poisons, heavy metals, not mysterious Zika viruses that they've known about since 1947 that's never really done anything to anyone. Okay, you want to say, oh, a fever, right? Oh. But that's your body's response to any kind of toxicological insult, assault, or even a temporary pathogenic burden.
And where in that PBS version of what happened there did you hear anything about DEFCON 5 highest ops level emergency?
None. Nothing. Exactly.
None.
So what were they getting different memos? All right, PBS, you're going to be the voice of semi-communists. You'll acknowledge it, but you'll pretend it's no big deal. ABC, you start freaking people out. Do the Zika freaka. Right? We don't have time to play audio from all the different sources to show you how different and strange it is and how similar in certain ways it is. But this is the game being played on all of us, or at least those of you who have yet to awaken to the psychological operation as it's played out. Remember, 2009, the WHO also declared, you know, the DEFCON 5, if you will, over the swine flu. That turned out to be completely bogus. How many times has the CDC, Julie Gerberding, and even after said, oh, this flu season's going to be the worst. Get your flu shot. Run out, get your flu shot. And then they got something, I guess, semi-real in Hawaii called dengue fever. You heard about this? In our island paradise out in the Pacific Ocean, dengue fever. Did you follow any of this?
I did. They've got a state of emergency there.
State of emergency over it. Not Zika, but dengue. By the way, this is the reason why homeoprophylaxis is going to be growing in importance. The recognition that you can utilize homeopathics in terms of prevention. Like you can take the dengue fever, if you will, the dengue, actual dengue, and in this case you will convert it into a homeopathic medicine for sensitizing your immune system. And this is the idea or thought of isopathy and vaccination, except they violate and bypass 1,000 layers of your immune system, and they include toxic medicaments that can hyperstimulate it or destroy it simultaneously, which is where the corruption of science is. As we said, I don't have an opposition to antibodies. I don't. I mean, that's okay. But when you artificially induce them through toxic poisoning of the body, you're a deranged lunatic. Did I just say that? I did. Of course, now they're going to say Robert Scott Bell calls pro-vaccination people deranged lunatics. Once they start digging below the surface, they're going to see I'm right on this. At the very least, they're ignorant of the way the immune system is really designed to work. And as I've said, yes, you can take a vaccine and it might stop the expression of that given disease, but that's not the same thing as preventing it. And that's a discussion they will never have with you. They're just going to yell and scream at me now for saying something about pro-vaccinating people. All right, we've got lots more healing to go. Roseanne Lindsay coming up in the bottom of the hour.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the newspapers they have their op-eds and the columnists, and what do they call the editorial cartoonists? And there's one that Morgan put up today, speaking of terror, and has a guy reading about ISIS, like on the front page, and shows an ISIS militant. But right behind him, tapping him on the shoulder, is, "Hi there, my name is Zika." Don't tell me this is not a psychological operation in terror and fear. The CDC... What?
Do you remember that song from the 80s? My name is Zuka.
Oh, I live on the Luca. Second floor. Luca?
Zika? Zika? Oh, Luca. Okay.
You know, I went one time when I was traveling through Europe by Eurail with some friends. We ended up in, what was that sinking city, Venice? And we had our luggage with us, and we weren't planning to stay overnight. We were like visiting for the day and then heading somewhere else. So we're like, where can we park our luggage for the day? So we found this little hotel, and the guy's name was Luca. And the hotel was on the second floor. So we did meet a guy named Luca on the second floor. It was a man, not a woman. But anyway, he was nice. I remember he said, you can leave your luggage there, and he didn't steal anything. So
his name was Luca, and he lived on the second floor.
On the second floor, yeah.
That's awesome.
At the time, and again, that song was already out. We thought that was very funny. I don't think he found it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't think he found that very humorous. But oh, my goodness. Where are we going? Oh, by the way, dengue fever, homeopathic remedies, phosphorus, of course, for fever. The dengue, the silver hydrosol. We've talked about silver and its ability to modulate the immune system. It's a broad-spectrum antimicrobial. It works to stop viral replication and bacterial reproduction. I mean, we have so many tools to address this. So far, no one's dying of dengue fever in Hawaii, and it's always about the immune-suppressed, the weakened among us. And they say, we all must be vaccinated because of the weakened among us who can't be. In other words, we want you as sick as they are. So in order to do that, we're going to vaccinate you, and then you're equally poor, equally weak, equally sick. Don't let them play you like this. And you know what I'm also, and I'll get sideline political just for a second here. You know, I've talked about the most dangerous thing you can have is, really good medical insurance. Also, it's a dangerous thing to participate in the voting process. And I'm speaking more specifically on a federal level, national level, right, for president, for instance. The idea that you vote, of course, oh, your vote counts, right? No, but then they say, you can't blame us. You know, you voted, so there's nothing you can do in this.
Yeah,
regard.
There are two camps in that.
I know. You know. And the thing is, the participation is up this year, and that's disappointing. But I get it. I mean, that to me says if there's a controlled elite operation to get voter participation up, it's like let's bring a TV star in, Donald Trump. Let's bring a socialist in, Bernie Sanders, and like bingo, bango, bongo. Look, everybody's excited again. They're non-establishment, so they're back in, right? People were losing faith and hope in the system. Suddenly, they're back in. I'm just saying. I'm going to leave it at that for now. Don't even comment on it, Superdog. We'll get there later. Now we got to talk about.
Okay, then. Fine.
Yeah, I'm just saying because I got a short segment. We're going to bring on Roseanne Lindsay. She's terrific on the toxic water wars, the teen screening for depression. The first interview I ever did with Dr. Congressman Ron Paul at the time, and I don't remember what year it was. Was it 2005? That's my first memory of it, perhaps. It was about the Texas Algorithm Project. And this was this algorithm project that was designed to pre-screen, predict depression in or psychiatric disorders in children. And now it's back. And this has been something that you know, Ron Paul is also commenting on again today. But now they're encouraging the government. All teens should be screened for depression. The task force recommends. They're saying to all pediatricians and family physicians they should screen adolescents routinely for depression. And this is a recommendation of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. Now, the reality is they're not selling enough psychiatric medication. We need to expand our market. Let's get the government task force to promote this idea that we should screen kids for mental health. And then some will say, well, no, they just want talk therapy, right? And, of course, that's listed as one of the things. But one of the sub-headlines, if you will, of this article, antidepressants are okay for adolescents. Antidepressants are okay for adolescents. You tell me that this is not designed to rope more kids into taking Lexapro. If you tell me that it's not the case, you'd be wrong. This is not about let's behavioral. There's no discussion in this about heavy metals in their body. There's no discussion about the lack of minerals in their body. By the way, we're going to talk about something called hangry, being hangry. You know about this, Super Don?
I know it very well, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it next hour. By the way, what I've been saying about what hangry is, they don't mention, but I'm right, because they exactly describe it, but they don't describe it the way I do, and we're going to do that next hour. Coming up next, naturopath Roseanne Lindsay, natureofhealing.org. What's up with the toxic water war? Flint, Michigan, tip of the water spear, or what?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Joining us now from the Nature of Healing, natureofhealing.org, naturopath Roseanne Lindsay. And Roseanne, you've been following this, not only the water situation out of Flint, but the Zika scam, everything else, and you're very keen on this. But you wrote an article today on the water thing, and I don't know if a lot of folks, and they've heard you over the years on the show, know that you were actually working in some kind of governmental capacity and environmental services. I mean, that's a whole other background that kind of led you to do what you do today, including understanding what the heck is going on with this lead crisis in Flint.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on again. With the story that keeps coming up about lead water toxicity in Flint, I kept thinking back to my days as a graduate student, and I thought, well, this is common knowledge. The water is intoxicated with lead, and everybody's known it for decades. When I was a graduate student in Chicago in 1990, which would be about, 30 years ago, I worked for a couple of different projects to highlight lead exposure in the inner city there. And at the time, there was plenty of money from public health grant funding to identify these exposures of lead. And the push was to get the lead out. Mm-hmm. And the big threat in the 1990s was, you know, after the leaded gasoline had been phased out in the 80s, was to try to take it out of lead paint and lead in the soil. So it was about abatement in the homes and in the housing projects all over the city, all over the country, really. And then it was to remediate the soil, because lead, half-life of lead is like 22 years. And the study that I was working with at the time was looking at blood lead levels in children, which were really high. And Chicago was a microcosm of what was happening throughout the country. And so I thought we were gathering data to identify these exposures so that they could actually remediate. But come to find out that really that was not the intention. They were just data gathering. And what they found was that between 10 and 30% of the kids between ages 1 and 6 were eating lead chips and lead paint. And the medical community terms this as an eating disorder. They call it pica. Doesn't rhyme with Zika.
Zika, yeah, not Zika and pica, but yeah,
not Zika, but
pica, yeah. People eating, the kids eating dirt and just all kinds of inanimate things, but the lead chips, I remember hearing about that when I was a kid even. That was something I thought that was kind of weird and gross at the time, but you're saying that between 10 and 30% in Chicago where you were gathering this data?
Yeah, I think that's what came of the research, and they called it compulsive cravings to eat non-food items. But the biggest problem that I found out later on was that they didn't remediate. They didn't help those children. It was the system and the politicians who neglected them all over the country. And they were growing up by being dumbed down by lead, basically. And that's what's happening today still in the water system. I mean, it's still happening. Nothing's changed. And the only reason we're hearing about it is because people are being caught in the act. And so this story in Flint is a little and a little too late, and we have to talk about not only lead in the water in Flint, but lead everywhere, and also toxic exposures from other known sources that, you know, that the public health agencies that are sworn to protect us, or at least created to protect us, are not living up to their job.
Yeah. By the way, we have in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com Roseanne's blog post. It's a great article, very comprehensive, including a list of some of these other disasters I want to mention with you now. I've hyperlinked it in red, right, big, bold red writing, so you can actually see and link it and read the story. But you mentioned one that we covered recently, the gold mine disaster in Colorado, where the EPA was in charge, I think, of this retention pond, something. I mean, millions of gallons of toxic water, including mercury in that water, that breached.
Yeah, mercury, lead, arsenic, everything you'd find from the, you know, process of gold mining. It was long ago shut down. It was a hazardous waste site, and the EPA knew about a blowout risk, that if they touched any valve, it could blow. And they went ahead and went in anyway and, you know, reaped the consequences of that. That's what we see. And now all of those millions of people, of farmland, animals, are all exposed to this water that's not unusable.
Mm-hmm. And there's another one you brought up from November of last year, and I wasn't as up on this, but in Brazil, of course, this is now a focal point for all kinds of perhaps aberrant birth defects that they're trying to blame on a virus that's carried by mosquitoes. What about another mining disaster spilling tons of toxic poisons and heavy metals, affecting 150,000 people relying on that water?
Exactly. Those poor Brazilians. They're getting it from all sides. And, you know, the government is corrupt there. I have a friend from Brazil who's here in Madison, actually, and she tells me that the people are poor. There's no money. There's no services for them. They can't really leave. Where are they going to go? Yet the people who live in these areas are having to leave for water. So this is becoming a global problem, and it's not being reported.
But don't you love the solution by the government and the do-gooders that, you know, they might be nice people, but they're like, here, have a bottle of water. It's in plastic, right? And you get one. And is that a solution? I mean, where's the filtration? You know, much less the Superfund cleanup sites that they're actually going to clean this stuff up, but at the very least, filtering out some of this garbage.
Exactly. And the way they could handle this is to empower people instead of create fear and disempowerment. They could actually say, we're going to hand each of you a free carbon filter that you can put on your, you know, tap, or we could actually put it, a huge carbon filter at our end, and prevent this toxic water from reaching your home. But they don't want to empower people. They want to say, we'll provide you the service, which is what basically amounts to one bottle of water per person per day. So how are you going to cook with that?
Yeah. That's
how are you going to bathe with that?
I've been griping a little bit about the media's response and the left-right Hegelian dialectic, everybody's pointing fingers. It's like, not only are they not providing filtration, or at least saying, hey, if you have the means, buy a filter and install it. They're not even saying that. It's all about blaming and then not doing anything. And, of course, nobody's talking about intravenous chelation for lead toxicity removal, much less the use of minerals or homeopathics the way we would do it. And of course, you have other naturopathic context, if you will, to help the body mobilize and throw out some of these accumulated metals.
Right. I mean, there are these, we're going to need to talk about detoxification for these people and for all of us. I mean, we're all exposed on a daily basis to toxins in our food, air, and water. And if we're not taking daily precautions, not only to supplement ourselves, to remineralize our bodies, which, you know, we lack minerals, we become deficient just by from our toxic exposures. So if we're not supplementing with minerals and we're not detoxifying the body, we're becoming congested, and we're basically heading toward an early demise,
yeah.
You know, shortened lifespan.
Sure. Now, what do you make of this? There's an Associated article that kind of I saw this yesterday. I don't know. You might have published. No, I think it was Celia Farber. I initially saw her put this out there through the social network. It says, professor who exposed Flint crisis says greed has killed public science. I don't know if you got a chance to read that, but I wanted to get your take on it. Is it really greed, or is it something else, or is it greed and something else?
Yeah, well, I think I put a version of that in my blog, too, that the problem he talks about is twofold, really. It's, one, the failure for government scientists to acknowledge a problem, and why would they fail to acknowledge a problem? Because, as he says, there is an incentive in order to acquire grant money, not to talk about the risk to public health. I mean, back in the 90s when I was working, I wanted to go into environmental health science because I saw there was this need, and people seemed intrigued and wanting answers for what are these exposures. And I thought, I'm going to work for the Environmental Protection Agency and help people protect themselves, help the planet. And I come to find that, you know, actually when I did go to work for EPA, we're really there to help the industries that run the government write their own rules. So I was writing issue papers to help show how these states could comply with the Clean Air Act by lowering their the limits, or, yeah, raising the limits for what they emit.
So, Roseanne, you're saying that I'm not exaggerating when I talk about the EPA facilitating or enabling polluters.
No, because I was one of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, I really tried hard not to be. There were actually two sources, point sources of VOCs, volatile organic compounds, that I was instrumental in helping shut down in Chicago. But that's two out of thousands. And there was a lead smelter also. These lead smelters, they are in cahoots with the governors of these states, and they go golfing together. That was the situation in Illinois. And these lead smelters, we tracked exposures that were way off the charts for EPA standards and the Clean Air Act, and they continued to operate. So we couldn't shut them down. We could shut some sources down, and we couldn't shut other sources down.
Yeah. Well, listen, this is something that it can be overwhelming. Like we talked about the confusion at the top of the hour of Zika. One agency says panic, one says doesn't. The reporters say one thing, another reporter says another. And I think it's a purposeful confusion game. It keeps people in a state of anxiety. And then they're easy to control, manipulate. They don't think clearly of, oh, wait, maybe I should install a filter. Even if they don't give me one, I'm going to find a way to get one. It's that important. But how do we convert the fear into something that is not so frightening?
Yes, that is so important, and you're not going to find that in the news. You're going to find it on your show and other people who are talking about solutions. And we should always talk about solutions when we talk about exposures, because there are solutions. So we can transform the emotions of fear into one of the highest, the strongest emotion, which is love, because love is the highest vibration. And when we're talking energy and emotions, we're talking vibration. So this goes beyond the physical, and they know this, and so they make sure we're in a state of fear at all costs. Even if it's the Zika virus, that, you know, whether it's the Zika virus or water pollution, they're going to try to disempower.
Well, the fear pushes out that vitamin L that we love so much here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Roseanne, stick around. I want to follow up a little bit more on solutions. Also, for those up in Wisconsin who want to know how to connect with Roseanne or around the world that want to consult, there's a way to do it. And then we'll talk about what they're feeding at Wendy's drive-thrus, or what's feeding on the things in Wendy's. This is a weird story, but it's only in Florida.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily Cleansing Tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results.
to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Roseanne Lindsay, I thank you so much for the reporting on this water issue. And as he said, it's not just Flint. It's everywhere. It's been a long time coming. And I encourage everybody to read it, natureofhealing.org. We have the direct link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And, of course, Roseanne, you consult. Folks that need a little help or guidance can reach out to you, but I want to make sure they know how, those that want to. Also, you have a local lunch session series coming up, and you're up in Wisconsin, so those that are in the area may want to know about it. I certainly want to hear about it. What's going on?
Yeah, well, we're going to do a four-week sessions during the lunch hour starting next Monday, and we're going to talk about how to heal yourself based on all the exposures we have to deal with, how to do that naturally, and doing it over lunch. So they can connect to me through my website, which is natureofhealing.org. They can come to see me on Facebook at Nature of Healing, or they can also friend me at Roseanne Lindsay.
That's the at Roseanne Lindsay is the thing they call Twitter, right?
Yeah, I guess I'm on Twitter too.
I think you are, yes. Anyway, so there are a lot of ways to outreach and learn. But your book, of course, Nature of Healing, heal the planet, heal something.
Heal the body, heal the planet.
Heal the body, heal the planet. That's it. And that's available. Is it also an e-book yet? I know because it's just so chock full of information.
Yeah, I think it's available on Kindle.
Okay, excellent. Now, you don't have this problem with Wisconsin, only summertime mosquitoes. But in Florida, we have these things called alligators. And I know everybody knows about them. You heard about them. You read about them. Some of you even go to places like Gatorland to see them up close and personal. We can go to lakes just around the corner and see them in real life with no cages. They don't typically mess with you unless it's like mating season. Then it can be dangerous. But this is the weirdest alligator story I've heard of in a while. Drive-through, right? I remember those days, Super Don. You don't do the drive-through anymore, do you?
The drive-through? No, yeah. I don't like Wendy's.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm not picking on them, but it happened to be this guy's picking on him because he went to the drive-through, threw a 3.5-foot alligator into the drive-through window.
That's one of those things where you just have to read that again.
Yeah,
he actually threw a a three and a half foot alligator into the drive-thru window.
Into the Wendy's drive-thru, yeah. And I'm just thinking, if you wanted to, I guess, have the alligator feed on cheap food, perhaps, but why can't you just take the Wendy's home to the gator instead of throwing the gator into the Wendy's? I think that's
Well, if you look at a lot of those employees at the Wendy's to an alligator, that'd be good food right there.
Okay. Right? They can make gator burgers. Those are popular somewhere. Josh James of Jupiter, Florida, threw a three and a half. That's the guy's name. They finally caught up with him. So it's been a while that they finally caught him. And they asked his mother this question. They found his mother. And they said, why would someone throw a 3.5-foot alligator into a fast food restaurant? His mother said, he's a prankster. He does stuff like that because he thinks it's funny.
You know what? Listen, did you ever know one of those guys that you hung out with that was the guy that just pushed things just too far? And it's like you were afraid to get in the car and go anywhere with him because you knew he's going to do just absolutely something insane.
That sounds like Richard Pearl to me.
Oh, really?
Pearls of health. But no, we tended not. We went right up to the edge. Were you a prankster, Roseanne, in school? Did you do any goofy pranks?
Not at all.
You were a good girl. I was a prankster, but we tend to try not to push things too far. I can't say that we always succeeded in not going too far, but I don't think I ever put the banana in the tailpipe thing, perhaps, but not the gator in the Wendy's. I hadn't done that.
Did you do the banana in the tailpipe thing?
No, actually, I didn't. But we have a banana story next hour, so I had to bring that up a little early. Yeah.
But yeah, a little. Not only banana, but I believe we may even bring up pancakes.
Pancakes is a cure for what? Glaucoma?
Well, you'll have to tune in to find out.
Dude, we're going
to
figure out some strange stuff. But the hangry story I'm really interested about. You know about not being hungry but hangry? Roseanne, you heard about that?
No.
It's like the combination of hunger and anger. And I know you know the reason for it. I know the reason for it. But next hour, I'm going to reveal the reason for it. Because they get it sort of right in the medical reporting on it. But they don't at all, once again, talk about the remedy, the rightful remedy to prevent it. So, And if they read your book, Nature of Healing, they're going to learn about it there, too.
And if they read your book, they'll learn about it there, too.
Unlock the Power to Heal. That's right. It's in there. Hey, folks, there's lots of upcoming events. Say hi to Roseanne if you're up there in Wisconsin, or connect with her through the webpage, natureofhealing.org. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And I know that you're going to drink some delicious hydrogen-enriched Echo water on the break. Are you not, Roseanne?
I will, indeed.
Excellent.
Thanks, both of you.
Thanks for being on with us. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing coming up. Stick with us. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here. Why? Because the power to heal is yours, of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.